Hi, welcome. We are talking today about your smart marketing plan for 2017. Are you excited? I am, because listen, guys, now's the time to make all your plans, set things in motion, get everything mapped out for 2017. And why is now the best time? Why not wait till January? And in, you know, January seems to be the month that everybody, you know, works on themselves and makes their resolutions and, you know, changes the world, kind of, so to speak. But if you start planning in January, you're already behind, right? If you plan now, you can hit the ground running in January. So, thank you for being with me today. Thank you for thinking now about your smart marketing plan for 2017. Take the steps now, map it out, make your plan, and you will have a successful, a great 2017 for you and your business. Before we go any further, I am Michelle Peterson. I am a direct response copywriter, a marketing consultant and coach. I am the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and I come to you for a coffee chat to talk about online marketing and success strategies and how you can grow your business and make more money and have the business and the life that you want. So thank you for joining me. So we are talking about smart marketing plan. Now, why smart? And why did I put it all in caps? Because you probably know about setting SMART goals, you know, the acronym SMART when as it relates to goals. And if you don't, the SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. Okay, so those are the elements that your goals should have for you to be successful. Now, I don't know who coined the term or who, you know, kind of started using that acronym, but it's been around. I give credit where credit is due. It does not belong to me. I did not come up with that. But, you know, I think it's wise, right, to think about it that way. So if you think about your goals that way, why not think about your marketing plan that way as well, right? So specific. I suggest that you map out specifically what you want to do for the next year. Sometimes planning for the whole year is scary. So, you know, break it down into 3 months. So each quarter, this is specifically what you want to accomplish. And that isn't really the S of the specific, but I think you need to know where you're going so that you know you have something to evaluate. If this is a great idea, you know, this, I've plucked this marketing idea out of the internet, right? So you come up with an idea of something that you want to do to market your business. But it, you have to have a way to evaluate whether that will move you forward to achieving your, what you want to accomplish, right? Your goals. So before you do any kind of marketing plan, do really take the time to think about what it is you want out of your business, what you want your business to provide for you, to provide for your customers, your clients. What is it that you're trying to achieve, right? So that you can make your marketing plan get you there, right? Because otherwise you'll be implementing all these great ideas, but will it be moving you forward to where you want to go, right? It's like getting in the car and driving aimlessly. You're going to get somewhere, but is it where you wanted to go, right? Okay, so now once you know where you're going, then think about the acronym of SMART to help get you there, right? So specifically, what do you need to do to move yourself forward? For example, if you are launching a new product or service, perhaps, and you know that this product or service fulfills the needs, it is highly attractive to a specific market, and perhaps you have some people in that market on your list, in your list of contacts, your marketing list, your mailing list, but perhaps it's not your list for that segment isn't as big as it could be, as it should be, to really have a successful launch, right? So you have to do something some lead generation stuff to build your list before you launch, right? So there's some steps to some of it that when you map it out and you plan it out will become clear. So specifically, what do you need to do? And breaking that down even further, what specifically in the idea, so you have a specific idea of something that you want to do to market your business. So what specific elements do you need to have to put in place? Do you need a piece of content, as your lead magnet, as your free gift to build your list? Do you have the systems in place to collect the leads and to follow up with with autoresponders and an email system? Do you have that kind of system in place? Do you have a landing page system in place that will automatically collect the leads? What else do you need to do first so that you can then implement what you want to do, right? So it's real important to narrow it down and be real specific about just exactly what it is you need to do, right, for your marketing plan. So it needs to be very detailed, I guess is the point. Sometimes you have this the upper level idea that it's an upper level, but you need to dig deep and you need to get into the little details, because the implementation is in the details. You're gonna have a successful implementation when you have all those details figured out. Okay, so we know specifically what you need to do. Now, of course, you need it to be measurable. Your marketing efforts need to be measurable, because it's something about things that you track are the things that you measure are the things that you can improve. Because if you don't measure, how do you know if you've achieved what you are setting out to do? If you don't have something that's measurable, what do you judge your success on, right? So it needs to be specific, it needs to be measurable, so that you know if it's working, right? So if it's, and when you measure things and you know, well, gosh, this didn't quite reach what I hoped it would reach, well, then you can look back at it and you can tweak it. And then if you have another thing that you've implemented that and you've measured and you say, wow, we've had a lot of success with that, well, then as you go forward, you can say, well, let's do more of that and tweak it and make it even better. Because guys, your marketing plan is never just set in stone, right? It is always evolving and always, hopefully, always improving so that you have better and better success. Okay, so specific and measurable. And let's talk about A, because A is achievable, attainable. And, it's good to dream big, right? We want to dream big. We want to step out of our box and really have big goals and big plans for our business. If they're too big too soon, then I've seen so many people kind of get discouraged and overwhelmed, and then they kind of give up. And that's so sad, right? So you don't want to set it yourself so high that you're not going to achieve it and then you're going to be discouraged, but you want to set it high enough that while still attainable, it still is a stretch, right? And one way to think about that is if you eventually want to be here, but you're down here now, well, set yourself, you know, step goals, baby step goals to get you there. You don't have to get here all at once, right? So set your marketing plan to give you steps to get to up here eventually, right? You don't have to do it overnight. I don't think that there isn't any overnight successes, right? So let it be attainable. Let it be steps to be attainable to get to that real big goal. It's perfectly good, and you should be dreaming big, but just make sure it's attainable to get there. Okay, so specific was S, measurable was M, achievable was A, R is realistic, and that kind of goes along with the achievable, right? So you want to set realistic goals, set realistic deadlines for yourself. I'm getting ahead because T is timely, and that kind of goes with the deadlines. But realistic means that, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have to have a life too. So don't set your marketing plan that is so chock full of things that you have to do that you're not serving your customers as they come in due to all of your marketing efforts, or two, that you just don't have a life, right? Because you need to have a life too. Part of you being you as an entrepreneur is taking care of yourself. And that's not just all business, guys. You do have to have a life that you take care of too. So when you make your marketing plan, be realistic about the time that it's gonna take. Don't overload yourself. It's tempting, I know, it's tempting, but be realistic about it. You're gonna have such better success when you are realistic. All right, so I already kind of jumped into the T of the timely, but timely means you really do need to give yourself good deadlines to make sure that you're doing what you're planning to do, right? Sometimes we have these plans, but we don't set a time limit to them. So it's easy to say, well, I'll just do that next month, or I'll do it next week, or, you know, it didn't happen this week, I'll do it 2 weeks from now. Well, when we do that, those next week or the 2 weeks or the next month, they always, they're that, like that rolling time period where it's always next month. You know, so here we are in December, we're going to say, well, we'll do it in January. Well, then January comes and, well, we'll do it in February. And then it never gets done, right? So set yourself timely deadlines and set time limits on the different elements in your marketing plan so that they get done. Now, the other thing that you can think about with timely is think about what things you want to do with your marketing as it relates to the time of the year, right? That kind of goes into the copywriter's mantra of entering the conversation that people are having in their head. So if it is election time, for example, that's what's going on in people's head, right? So if your marketing kind of goes with a voting theme or an election theme. Now, I'm not saying get into talking politics in your marketing. I don't think that's a good idea. But it's the general sense of what's going on. It's like an overriding theme for that month for your marketing. So I know a lot of people in November had their marketing revolve around a theme of giving thanks, right? Thanking their customers and clients. You know, in December, a lot of times it's the gift season, the holiday season, the celebration, the year end, all these things are timely. It's what people are thinking about anyway. So if your marketing is revolving around those themes as well, then it's going to be more successful. It's going to resonate with people, right? So in, like, for example, we'll keep going. In January, it's the new year. It's setting resolutions. It's getting, it's that sense of getting things all organized and, you know, on fire again to move forward. You know, love in February. You get the point, right? So it's great to have your marketing set around themes like that. Like I said, because it enters that conversation, that mood that people are already in, and it will help your message resonate with them. It'll make them think, wow, she knew I was talking about, she knew I was already thinking about that, and here she is with a message that seems like it's just right speaking to me, you know? And that's what good marketing does, right? It resonates with people, and then as your message resonates, then they're more receptive to doing what it is that you're guiding them to do. Whether that is signing up for your newsletter, adding themselves, opting in to your list, requesting a consultation, buying something, buying your program, buying your whatever, right? That's what you know, good marketing does. So, and that's what I want you to do. That's what I want your marketing to do for you in 2017. So that's why now is such a great time to really think about what it is that you want to accomplish, right? And then map it out. I said this earlier, but implementing marketing without having that plan, without having that roadmap, is like driving your car without the destination in mind. You're just driving aimlessly, and you will get somewhere, but it may not be where you wanted to be. It may not be where you were hoping to get to, right? So that's it, guys. Be smart. You are smart. Be smart about your marketing too, and you will have that success that you're looking for. If you need help doing any of this, I know sometimes it can be out there, it can be a little overwhelming. Reach out to me. I am accepting new coaching clients right now, so reach out to me. I would love to help you personally walk through this and get yourself set up for success in 2017. Now's a great time to do it. So reach out to me. Either comment or message me, private message me. My phone number is here on my Facebook page. Call me. Let's see if we're a good fit to work together. And by the way, if we're not, if you have goals that I can't help you with, I will tell you. Right? Because I don't want to waste your time or you know, I don't want to enter into any kind of agreement with anybody where I can't provide real value. So if we get talking and you have things that you need to do that I can't help with, I will be right up front and tell you. But most likely I can help you. And we can do great things together in 2017. So reach out, call me. Let's get going on your smart marketing plan for 2017. And if this has been valuable to you, please do share it with other entrepreneurs, other people that you know who would find value in it as well. That's it for today. I thank you for being with me, whether you were here live or if you're here on the replay. Whether you're here watching it on Facebook, YouTube, on my website, wherever you have found me, thank you for taking the time to be with me. I am so, so thankful for you. And guys, I will see you again next time on Coffee Chat. See you then. Bye for now.